بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Respected elders, brothers, sisters, honored guests, as well as my young friends, we begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the worlds, and by sending blessings upon his beloved messenger, peace and blessings be upon him. Now, my in-laws live in New York City, and a few years back, I was driving back, and this is when we were living in Montreal, and so I'm driving up Interstate 87. It's like 1 a.m., right? Open road, no cars, and you know, it's going downhill, I want to get home soon, so you know, the temptation is there to speed. So speed limits, you know, 65, and I think I was doing 80 or so. And then just out of nowhere, out of the blue, I saw lights flashing, right, in my rearview mirror. I'm like, oh, here I go, right, getting pulled over by a cop. So the cop comes over, he's like, sir, you're speeding. I'm like, yes. So he gives me a ticket. But it's the type where you have to mail it in to find out what the actual fine is, or if you're getting points cut and so on. So now you have a few options, right? So I could either plead guilty, I could plead not guilty, then I have to show up in court like 4 hours away from home, or I could plead guilty with an explanation. So now I'm thinking of my strategy, I'm like, okay, what should I do? So if I plead guilty, there's no choice, right? I'm gonna have to pay the fine, I might get points, it's gonna be bad for my insurance. If I plead not guilty, that's also wrong because, you know, I'll be lying, I'll be being untruthful because I was speeding. So I decided, okay, I'll plead guilty with an explanation. So I'm gonna sort of, you know, try to get on the good side of the judge and plead for his mercy and tell him, you know, I'm a student, because I was a student back then. You know, I was coming back from New York City because my wife's uncle was very sick and so on and so forth. So I tried, so I wrote him all this long letter and I mailed it in with my ticket. And then I'm waiting, then something comes back from court and I open it up and it says, okay, so there's a fine, but no points. Because normally it would have been 3 or 4 points. And I have, alhamdulillah, a very clean driving record, so I was worried about that. So I got off easy, so to speak. So with my ticket, I took a chance. I didn't know who the judge was. I didn't know if it was, you know, a very nice person, if it was a mean person. I didn't even know if my explanation would make a difference or not, but I gave it a shot. Now, my dear brothers and sisters, you know, all year and all through our lives, we've been committing infractions, we've been doing things we're not supposed to be doing. And except, you know, in this case, we know who the judge is. Right? I didn't know who the judge was going to be, but we know who the judge is. And we know that at this time of the year, our judge is in the mood to be merciful, because Ramadan is known as the month of mercy. And this is a time when Allah's mercy descends upon us. Now, through the course of the year, perhaps we haven't been able to have the conversation that we want to have with Allah. You know, maybe our reception was bad, or maybe the battery was low, or there was too much interference on the call, and we weren't able to get through to repent for the things we shouldn't have been doing, or to ask for help and to ask for mercy. But this is the time. Because now, you know how you have like home zone, roaming zone, right? So we're in the mercy zone right now. We're in the zone of mercy. Our batteries are charged, right? The antennas are working, no reception problems. The signal strength is at its highest. And this is the time to connect and to grasp the mercy of Allah. And who wouldn't want mercy, right? Mercy is the type of thing that no one will ever deny. Right? Because the one who has offered mercy will certainly be in need of it. Let's think about that, right? So anyone who's offered mercy will definitely be in need of that mercy. So who wouldn't want to be taking advantage of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at this time of year? But that's not to say, though, that our Lord, Allah, is not merciful at other times of the year. Right? Just because He's more merciful right now, during the month of Ramadan, it doesn't imply that, you know, He's not merciful throughout the rest of the year when we're not in Ramadan. And he repeatedly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeatedly reminds us of his mercy and his merciful attributes. Let's just think about it, right? When we start reciting the Quran, what do we start with? Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Right? Every time when we pray, the first surah that we recite, the first chapter of the Quran, what do we read? Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is constantly reminding us of his mercy. And also the 99 names of Allah. Allah, as we know, God has 99 names. And the first two, apart from Allah, are Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim. Now these two words, Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim, are very similar in the sense that they both come from the same root in the Arabic language, right? Which are the letters Ra, Ha, and Mim, right? Ar-Rahm, which basically means mercy. Right? General meaning is mercy. But there's a slight difference between Rahman and Rahim, and that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constantly brings up the two. Rahman is the owner of vast mercy. So the entity that owns vast mercy is Rahman. And Rahim points to its interaction with the recipients of mercy. So there's a difference between the two, right? So Rahman is the gracious, the one who is the owner of vast mercy, and Rahim indicates the interaction of Rahman with the recipients of mercy. So Rahman and Rahim. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال عذابي أصيب به من أشاء ورحمتي وسعت كل شيء. That with my punishment I visit whom I will, but my mercy extends to all things. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us here that yes, he punishes as well, but his mercy extends. And in a narration from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, right, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that it's indicated that Allah's mercy outweighs his punishment. Now it's impossible to imagine the magnitude of Allah's mercy, right? We know the different attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We believe that Allah is the greatest, no one can compare to him, and so on. So similarly, the mercy of Allah cannot be compared to as well. And there's a small glimpse of the mercy of Allah that has been given by the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in a narration where the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Allah, now let's listen to this carefully because this is very profound. Allah divided mercy, so you take mercy, and he divided it into 100 parts. Then he released one part of it, just one part of the 100, to the earth, by which the creatures are merciful to one another. So all the mercy that we see in the world, how I'm merciful towards my family, my wife and my daughter, and how all of us are merciful to one another, this is just 1% of the mercy that exists. And the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, you see a female horse or camel lift up her hoof so as not to trample her young ones. So this is a manifestation, one example of that 1% of mercy that Allah has sent to this world. And Allah then kept the remaining 99 parts. So 99% of the mercy that exists, Allah has kept it for himself to use on the day of resurrection. Now just imagine how profound that is. That all the mercy that we see in this world, all the good things that we see in this world, that's just 1% of the mercy that exists. And Allah has kept 99% of that to use on the day of resurrection. But why is the mercy of Allah so important? Right, so we're talking about mercy and we said, okay, that's nice. But why is it so important? There's a narration on the authority of Jabir radiallahu anhu, who says, سَمِعْتُ النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَقُولُ لَا يُدْخِلُ أَحَدًا مِنْكُمْ عَمَلُهُ الْجَنَّةِ وَلَا يُجِيرُهُ مِنْ نَارِ وَلَا أَنَا إِلَّا بِرَحْمَةٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ. This is reported by Imam Muslim in his collection of the sayings of the Prophet, peace be upon him, where he relates that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said that actions alone will not enter any of you into paradise or protect him from the hellfire. Actions alone will not enter anyone, any of you into paradise or protect him from the hellfire. And not even me, the Prophet of Allah, peace be upon him, is saying that not even me, I'm just like everyone else. Allah will not enter me into paradise or protect me from the hellfire simply on account of my deeds. Rather, through the mercy of Allah, that I will be able to be protected from the hellfire and be entered into paradise. So what this means is that all of our actions, whatever good that we do, must be focused on attaining the mercy of Allah. If we have the mercy of Allah on our side, then we don't have any problems, God willing, on the Day of Judgment, and we can attain eternal success and eternal salvation. So this is the time of year, again, when the mercy of Allah is being beamed down upon us, right? And we have the correct dish to receive that signal. All we need to do now is to tweak the settings. Tweak the settings on that dish so that it can receive the clearest single signal of mercy. So now what do we need to do that? How do we tweak the settings so that we can receive the clearest signal of mercy? So there are a number of things that we can do. But the most profound is this, is that we become those who relay mercy unto others. So how can we tweak the settings so that we receive the clear signal of mercy? So that we become those who relay mercy upon others. Take the signal and pass it on. Take the signal of mercy and pass it on to others. There's a saying, a tradition of the Prophet, peace be upon him, where he says, "Ar-Rahimun yarhamuhum ar-Rahman." Those who show mercy to others, the Rahman, meaning Allah, will show mercy to them. Irhamu man fil ard, yarhamkum man fis sama. And I really love this saying, it's so beautiful. Show mercy to those on the earth, and the one in the heavens will show mercy to you. Let me repeat it. Those who show mercy to others, the Rahman, meaning Allah, will show mercy to them. Show mercy to those on the earth. The Prophet, peace be upon him, is commanding us, show mercy to those on the earth, and the one in the heaven will show mercy to you. And there's another narration reported by Imam Bukhari as well as Imam Muslim, where the Prophet, peace be upon him, is reported to have said, Allah will not show mercy to those who do not show mercy to others. Once again, Allah will not show mercy to those who do not show mercy to others. Now this is very significant for two reasons. Number one, it creates a direct link between our treatment of others and Allah's treatment of us. It's a direct link between how we treat others and how we are treated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you want Allah to treat us with mercy, we've got to treat others with mercy as well. That's the first point. The second point, this is also very important, is that if you notice the words, it doesn't say those who are merciful towards other believers or those who are merciful to other human beings. Rather, what does it say? Show mercy to those on the earth. So that obviously is not limited to just believers, right? Not even just human beings, but rather all the creation of Allah, which includes animals as well. Right. So here the Prophet, peace be upon him, is instructing us to be merciful to others, to other believers, non-believers, regular other human beings, neighbors, people we don't know, people we see at the store, in the mall, on the street, to animals, to anyone. Anything that walks on the face of the earth deserves our mercy. And this is what the Prophet, peace be upon him, is instructing us. Excuse me. And the animal's point is important as well, because there's another narration of the Prophet, peace be upon him, where he says, whoever kills a sparrow in vain, that sparrow, that bird, will cry to Allah for help on the day of resurrection. Even a bird, if it's killed without any reason in vain, will say to Allah, oh my Lord, so-and-so, the son of so-and-so killed me in vain and did not kill me for any useful purpose. So here, the Prophet, peace be upon him, is instructing us to be kind even to animals so that we don't go unnecessarily and harm animals. For example, a lot of times when you go fishing, right? And there's quotas, and you're not allowed to have a particular type of fish in a particular time of year, right? What do people do? They see it, oh, they go, we're not supposed to have this, and then you throw it back into the water, right? So we should be careful. That's not to say that you should just take it and go against the laws. That's not what I mean. What I mean is we should be careful about these times of years, and if we know that we might be catching fish and causing them harm at a particular time of year when we shouldn't be catching them, and they live in that particular area in the lake, then we should try to avoid that perhaps. And actually this reminds me of a time when I was working at the Toronto Star as a reporter. So I was assigned to do a story on an Islamic school. And so I went there and spoke to students, the principal, so on, and I was trying to describe it. Then when I went back to the newsroom, I was talking to one of the editors, and I was like, you know, I was flipping through a book in Arabic, and it actually was talking about this, how, you know, you must be kind to animals and shouldn't kill an animal for that reason. And this editor's looking at me like, really? You know what I mean? Like, Muslims actually, like, you know, you always hear about Muslim terrorism and killing innocent people and so on, and here you're telling me that you're not even allowed to kill animals, right, unnecessarily? And I was like, yeah, you know, that's what I said. That's exactly what I said. I'm not making this up, right? So here's that narration from the Prophet, peace be upon him, where he's instructing us to be kind to animals as well. Now, after all, the Prophet, peace be upon him, whose followers we declare ourselves to be, was also sent as mercy to mankind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And we have not sent you but as a mercy to the worlds. Now let's think about this. If the Prophet, right, who we love and try to follow, was sent as a mercy, then should we too not be radiating with mercy, emanating mercy to others? Now this is a question to ponder over, especially in the blessed month of Ramadan. Let's all think about this. Maybe not right now or not during prayers, but perhaps afterwards when you have some time. How can we, every single one of us, become champions of mercy? Not only to our families, right? That's where we start, of course, but also to our friends and relatives, but even further and beyond that, to our city and to our community. So that when people see us, when a person sees me walking around Walmart or anywhere else in town, they know that we are the people of mercy. And by just by looking at us, by reading our name, or by looking at us, by hearing about us, they're reminded of Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, and our Prophet, peace be upon him, who was Rahmatul Lil Alameen, mercy for mankind, mercy for the universe. So of course, we can start with our family members. From now on, let's look at how merciful we are normally, and let's try to take a step forward and be extra merciful to our family members, to our neighbors. Now think, right? Like, okay, I'm visualizing my neighbors on the right side, left side, people around me. Now, if these people were known as the people of mercy, what would they be like? Now, if you expected your neighbor to be a person of mercy, how do you envision them? What do you think they should be like? And then, think of that, and then let's become like that. By being helpful, of course. By offering gifts. Now this is a really good opportunity because the month of Ramadan will be ending with the celebration of Eid al-Fitr, and that is an excellent opportunity to make some gift baskets, maybe get some sweets, something that people like, chocolates, and pass it around to our neighbors so that we can educate them about our practices, our beliefs, and also extend a hand of friendship. For our communities, offering help, offering a helping hand when needed, have mercy, especially on those who are needy. And some communities, and I know in Montreal because I come from there, right now they're having a Ramadan food basket drive, right, where people donate food items and give it to those who are less fortunate, not necessarily Muslims, but non-Muslims as well. So perhaps this is something that could be done here, that could be done regularly, just an idea. And once again, I'm just going to repeat the tradition of the Prophet, peace be upon him, because it just keeps ringing in my head. Ar-Rahimun yarhamuhum ar-Rahman, irhamu man fil ard, yarhamkum man fis sama. Those who show mercy to others, the Rahman will show mercy to them. Show mercy to those on earth, and the one in the heaven will show mercy to you. Now at this point, I'd just like to request everyone that in our prayers, especially we make we ask, we make supplications for, we make dua for all the people who are suffering in the world, especially we're all watching the news and hearing about the situation in Pakistan, where you know millions, tens of millions of people have been affected by the flooding. So please remember them and everyone else who is suffering in this world in your prayers, as well as Dr. Shafiq, who is with us regularly. His father is ill as well. So please make dua for him, pray for him, as well as all the others who are sick in our communities. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me the opportunity, first of all, and all of us, to become champions of mercy and really adopt this beautiful quality into our lives so that it affects every single person who interacts with us and who is around us.